For anybody, especially teens, lack of sleep can prove to be dangerous behind the wheel. Dr. Dean Beebe, director of neuropsychology at Cincinnati Children's, is studying what happens when teens get an hour and a half more sleep than their standard of 5 to 7 hours per school night. He says educators are already studying the effect of lack of sleep on schoolwork. Beebe says in cases where start times have been moved back, teens are having fewer accidents.
And it's pretty hard to not see driving as relevant, especially since attention is one of those skills that's needed for driving and is also really vulnerable to sleep restriction.
Beebe is betting that the extra 90 minutes of sleep will help make teens safer drivers. He's studying 50 to 60 teens in all. Once a week, they come in to be tested on a $40,000 driving simulator. Since I couldn't be there when they were there, I did the next best thing by getting Children's Hospital Medical Center's Senior Associate of Public Relations, Nick Miller, to serve as the guinea pig.
Whoa. This is an automatic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, what is this, a Porsche? The engine's powerful. Okay, am I leaving?
Yeah, go ahead and hit the road. That's a 25 zone, so I wouldn't, floor it.
The first 10 minutes is pretty easy, but then road hazards and frustrating events start popping up. That's why the computer keeps asking, are you tired? Are you nervous? Are you angry? A slow-moving truck pulls out and continues to go slow. Parked cars clutter up a neighborhood.
Oh, there it is. That came quick. Sorry.
Ratings. Yeah, one more thing. How tired are you?
Please maintain the posted speed limit.
How nervous are you?
Dean, you're not going to tell anybody at the medical center you saw me driving.
How angry are you?
She's recording all of this.
Nick wouldn't admit this, but I think he was driving poorly on purpose so I could hear the computer scold him. I tried driving the simulator myself, and you really have to pay attention or you'll crash. The teens wear eye-tracking goggles so Beebe knows exactly where the driver is looking. Studies show any distraction of 1.6 seconds increases the chance of being in a car accident.
There's a certain common sense aspect to this, that it isn't just about driving safety, but this is another piece of evidence and a long line of evidence that getting adequate sleep is important. I mean, it's something that we should be prioritizing. So while parents can do nothing more than advocate, and I would suggest they can advocate around school start times, they can do a lot around the earlier in the evening as well. Parents who set bedtimes, even with adolescents, have adolescents who sleep more.
After you have the right amount of sleep, how do you teach drivers not to look away? Cincinnati Children's clinical psychologist Dr. Jeff Epstein is studying teens with ADHD and its effect on driving.
And so we have partnered with a researcher at University of Massachusetts at Amherst who has developed an intervention that really trains, using computerized interface, to train teens with ADHD not to look away from the roadway. And it has some warnings that it gives teens and really walks them through the whole process of how you do look away, but do it in an effective manner so that you're never looking away for more than 1.6 seconds.
Epstein calls it time-sharing, and it can apply to even teens without ADHD.
Looking at what you're looking at away from the roadway and shifting back to the roadway in a very brief amount of time and doing it repeatedly in order to accomplish the task. And this is where the deficit among teens, as well as among teens with ADHD, comes from, is that they aren't looking away from the roadway efficiently.
Research shows teens with ADHD have almost double the risk of being in a crash than teens who don't. They are also training on the driving simulator. Epstein says the goal is to reduce the number of distractions while driving. One involves cell phone usage.
There's definitely technologies to try and reduce distractions while driving, particularly cell phones. There's a technology out there where you put your key in a mechanism and it disrupts the cell phone from working while they're driving. That's a technology. There's contracting, which is a low technology, agreement between the parents and the teen.
Researchers will have data from the teen driving extra sleep study sometime next year, but Dr. Beebe emphasizes the 90 minutes are not extra, but instead helping to pay off an already impressive sleep debt. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.